GoodnightNewThinker.com by Freddie P. Joining me all the way from back east is our good buddy Freddie Patterson. Hi, Freddie. How you doing today?
Not bad. How are you with the whales in the harbor?
Well, the whales are in the harbor. We have dolphins swimming around. I mean, it's either the weather's finally breaking here or it's a sign of the apocalypse. I'm not quite sure.
Sounds like a day at Marineland and Game Farm.
Yeah, it certainly does. For those from back east, you'll remember Marineland and Game Farm like the back of your hand. I'm sorry, Game Farm. Want to make sure I get that correct. Freddie, let's not talk about whales and dolphins and other sort of mammals that some people pay to have intimate relations with. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit of hockey.
Yeah, I mean, are you guys a bit nervous out there in Vancouver?
Ooh, I'll tell you something, Freddie. It's an interesting spectrum. It's been a while since we've, for us out here anyway, it's only been a year. But, boy, I'll tell you, you kind of forget what stress is all about until you get to this point in the playoffs. I mean, every game matters.
Yeah, that's good stress, though, eh? And it always gets back to this, as I say, Neil. If the biggest concern in your life is the plight of the Vancouver Canucks, you're in pretty good shape, buddy boy.
What are people in the East saying? I mean, does anybody care that the Canucks are still there? Or everybody watching
absolutely.
That?
Everybody's pulling for the Canucks out here. In Ontario, southern Ontario, in the GTA, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, don't want to see the Montreal Canadiens advance. I mean, you push the Canadian thing aside, you think of the rivalry, and you don't want them to survive. So when it comes to the Canadian thing, as I told you last week, Vancouver, everybody wants to see the Canucks do well.
And then, of course, you had that guy in Ottawa who's one of the ministers. He's an MP from out here in BC in the Lower Mainland saying, calling the Canucks Canada's team. And, of course, everybody with the exception of Gilles Duceppe get upset that he calls him Canada's team and not Montreal.
No, well, I buy into that. Vancouver, yeah. In my mind, Canada's team, absolutely.
Well, there's going to be some changes today, Freddie. Did you watch the last game?
Yes, I did.
You know, everybody's saying out here pretty much the facts, and that is Chicago beat us. Beat Vancouver fair and square. There has been some issues with the goaltending and Byfuglien in the crease. And with that, Freddie, I went and looked at a couple of rules. Rule number 69 in the NHL rule book. Mm-hmm. Interesting that it would be number 69, but here you go. 69-2, penalty. In all cases in which an attacking player initiates intentional or deliberate contact with a goalkeeper, whether or not the goalkeeper is inside or outside the goal crease. 69-3 here, contact inside the goal crease. If an attacking player initiates contact with a goalkeeper, incidental or otherwise, while the goalkeeper is in the goal crease and a goal is scored, the goal will be disallowed. Well, if that's the case, Freddie, I'd say there was at least two goals the other night that shouldn't have counted.
Neil, don't waste your time worrying about it. There's nothing you can do about it. It's funny, as a Leaf fan, and I know Vancouver people, you know, they laugh at Maple Leaf fans, as they do in Montreal. They just think we're big.
Leaf fans laugh at Leaf fans, Freddie.
Yeah, we're big joker losers. But whenever we talked about the high stick on Doug Gilmour by Wayne Gretzky in 93, we were laughed at. Oh, you don't worry about the officiating because, you know, you still had to win the game. And that's what I would say to both Hab fans who were complaining about, apparently, the Pittsburgh Penguins getting away with murder. And now, in your case, Chicago getting away with murder against Vancouver. Don't worry about it, boys. Just score more goals.
That's what it all comes down to, putting the puck in the net. But I will tell you this, Freddie. There has been a push for a new bad word in Canada, and that bad word would be Byfuglien.
Yeah, I know. He's something else.
Oh, my God. He had a good game. 6'4", 250. He's a big boy.
Yeah, and he's getting into the Canucks' heads, which is what you want to do. And I'm terrified that's happening out in the East here with the Habs getting into Sydney's head.
I missed the Habs game last night. They won 3-2?
Yeah, it was pathetic. The whole game was played in the Montreal end again. And then when it went into the third period, the Penguins were up 2-1 and the Habs scored two cheap goals. But again, Pittsburgh could have alleviated that by scoring two themselves, and they didn't.
And then the other game.
Halak played again, unconscious. He's making saves. He's not even seeing the puck. It's unbelievable, the horseshoe that rammed up his butt. And, yeah, Habs come away with a very, very ugly and dirty 3-2 victory.
The other game yesterday, I guess, would have been San Jose-Detroit, and let's not even go there because that wasn't even close. It was at 7-1 final, Detroit.
Yeah, I could see the Wings coming back and winning four straight. That's not beyond the possibility.
Whenever Danny Heatley's on the ice, that's always a good time. Mm-hmm. CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P is the website. Freddie, Canucks, Chicago tonight. What's the Eastern prediction? Yeah. What are you saying? What's the score going to be?
Well, I think the Canucks are going to come back and dire up.
And this is why the boss says I can keep having you on every Friday, Freddie. CanadianThinker.com, the last two words are yours.
Loving you.